This piece was brought to you by S. Wallace Edwards & Sons, SurreyFarms.com, HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Pleasure.
Mardi Gras, the season for parades, beads, masks, and general debauchery in New Orleans and across America. But though the festivities are certainly the most exported aspect of Fat Tuesday, there's also a great seasonal culinary ritual that goes along with the fun. The crawfish boil, a gathering of friends and family around a giant pot of boiled crustaceans, corn, sausage, potatoes, and other good stuff seasoned with salt and cayenne pepper, is a standard New Orleans event. From January till May, people crack, peel, and slurp their way through mounds of these small lobster-like creatures, which are as tasty as they are intimidating to someone unfamiliar with the succulent critter.
You know, we celebrate everything down here, and the crawfish boil is just one of those excuses we use to have a celebration.
That's Brian Landry, a native New Orleanian and the executive chef at John Besh's seafood restaurant Born in New Orleans.
The special part of crawfish boil is that it's always some sort of communal or family gathering, and it's traditionally done by, like, the male head of the household. It's definitely a tradition that's passed on generationally.
Crawfish weren't always a beloved tradition. They were widely considered to be a poor man's food, and often fished only during Lent, a period associated with dietary sacrifices. But in 1959, the city of Brobridge was named the crawfish capital of the world by Louisiana's legislature, and the next year, the city hosted a crawfish festival as part of its centennial celebrations. Today, the fest is billed as the world's largest crawfish boil and draws thousands of eaters from across the country and the globe to watch performances by Cajun musicians, crawfish fights, cooking classes, and more. It also moved crawfish into the mainstream of New Orleans cuisine. Crawfish dishes like bisque and etouffee began popping up on more and more menus.
The crawfish have definitely become extremely more popular, actually just in the last few decades, probably since the 1960s. Before then, it was mainly just found outside of the big city where the Cajun culture was still very predominant and active. So as far as seeing it on restaurant menus and seeing it in, you know, the widespread crawfish boil that you see now, that's just happened in the last 50 years.
The crawfish has always had strong ties to the Cajun culture, which is made up of French Acadians who were expelled from eastern Canada by the British in 1755 and migrated down to southern Louisiana. Legend has it that the lobsters of the Canadian Maritimes were so fond of the Acadians that they followed them down south, losing muscle mass to become the smaller, lobster-like crawfish of today. The United Houma Nation took the crawfish as its tribal emblem, and the first Cajun governor of Louisiana also featured the crawfish in his campaign logo when he ran in 1972. It featured a fist reminiscent of the Black Power symbol, often clutching a crawfish. Crawfish boils have become a Louisiana-wide pastime. The state supplies 90% of America's total domestic harvest and pulls in between 120 to 150 million pounds a season. The boils are a one-of-a-kind experience for New Orleans visitors, so if you find yourself down south this Mardi Gras season, don't turn down an invitation. For Heritage Radio Network, this is Talia Ralph.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. The song used in this piece is Blazing Fish Cakes by Rectech. Thanks for listening.